copyright Forum of Christian Leaders. The contents contained on this website are solely for your own individual, non-commercial, and informational use. Any other use is strictly prohibited without our express prior written consent. See the full copyright disclosure at focalonline.org.
Rick Pritchard, the director of European Leadership Forum, who suggested that we ought to, at some point, talk about lessons from France. It's not necessarily best practice, because there's so many things we could say, but I think it's a big encouragement to us in evangelism. Just to give you a few figures, I think that helps. In 1970, there are 840 evangelical churches in France. Today, there are 2,440. That means a new evangelical church in France every 10 days on average since 1970. To put it in numerical terms, I decided not to keep clicking on you've got all the figures in one go. In 1800, we reckon that only 2,000 evangelical believers in France. I ought to qualify that a little bit, because these figures exclude those people in the historic Protestant churches, that is, Lutheran and Reformed churches. But 1800 seems a fairly recent date, but it wasn't until 1787 that you could officially be a Protestant in France. From 1685, when Louis XIV, the Sun King who built the palace in Versailles, made it illegal to be anything but a Catholic in France. So for over 100 years, Protestants were an underground church. They still existed. It's a very long story and I haven't got time to tell you. But that meant that in 1800, there were only 2,000 people in what might be called evangelical churches today. And if you see the figures going up through the 19th century, reaching the total of 50,000 in 1950, and then it explodes. In 1960, 100,000, 75, 200,000, 1990, 300,000, 2005, 290,000, these are different studies that were made, and to 2010, 460,000. The figure for 2016 is provisional. I'm not sure how much I would state that is the truth, but the one in 2010 was extremely interesting, because this was a very big survey carried out by all the churches in France, Protestant and Catholic together, so that for the first time we knew how many practicing Christians there were in France. And it was based not on baptism, because that gives a false idea, especially if you're coming from the Catholic Church, but based on who goes to church regularly. And regularly was defined as at least once a month. I think probably evangelicals go more often than that. But that was the basis. And so they found there were 600,000 practicing Protestants in France, 140,000 in the historic churches, 460,000 in the evangelical churches. And the fascinating figure is the number of practicing Catholics, which was just over 3 million. And who would have said 50 years ago that evangelical Christians represented about as much as one-sixth of people who are practicing Christians in the wider sense in France? Absolutely incredible. Anyway, why did this happen? I contacted a whole lot of Christian leaders in France and asked their opinion. So this is partly my thoughts, but mainly a synthesis of people's thoughts from different denominations in France. The motives of the growth. Between 1935 and 1960, it was the Assemblies of God. They were doing a lot of church planting. Between 1960, there's some overlap in this, between 1960 and 2000, a lot of foreign missionaries planting churches in France, from America, Britain, Germany, Switzerland, Scandinavia. The third motor, between 1970 and 1990, was probably the the growth of the charismatic movement, planting charismatic churches. Between 1990 and 2010, churches mainly composed of immigrants, a lot from the Caribbean, French-speaking countries like Guadeloupe, Martinique, and so on, and from French-speaking Africa, mainly West Africa, who had come to live in France, and who were doing a lot of evangelism, mainly among their compatriots, not actually having very much success in reaching out to French nationals. But there's been a significant growth of French church planters since 1995, various theological colleges, seminaries, and so on, training very specifically people to be church planters. So I think that's a good summary of the motors of this growth. But still the question is asked, you know, why? What accounts for this growth in the country of France, which is probably, along with Spain, the two countries in Europe where there's been the most growth among evangelicals, among planting evangelical churches? I think the first answer is the religious and political situation in France. The decline of the Catholic Church has left a vacuum in the country. Some figures there are particularly noticeable. The percentage of babies baptized in 1980 was 71% of the population, which has dropped to 32% today. In 1980, there were 38,000 priests. Today, there are 13,000, of which the average age is 72. The average age. If you go to a rural area, you'll find that often a priest has to look after 20, 25 different parishes. So there will only be one mass in this particular country church every 3 or 4 months. No more than that. So rural France in particular has become almost pagan in the original sense of the word, which meant people coming from the country and not believing in the official gods, if you like. So there is a real vacuum. The strange thing is that the Catholic Church today in France is stronger in the cities than in the rural areas. The Catholic Church have committed a lot of people, a lot of priests, to man the urban parishes, the central city ones, not necessarily the ones in the more working class suburbs. So there is a real vacuum. And although you hear a lot about Islam in France, very few French people, an insignificant number, have become Muslims. They are far more interested in some kind of vague spirituality, non-institutional spirituality, Buddhism, New Age. The occult has always been there. There's also a very strong feeling of despair. For the last couple of years, I've taken a... I can't think of the word in English. I get Time magazine regularly. And I'm always surprised how positive Time magazine will be, the American thing. The latest one was on the Zika. Is it Zika illness from mosquitoes? And the front cover was, "How We Will Conquer Zika." It was said on the stage last night that there's a problem. We'll talk about it and the problems will get greater. There'll be demonstrations, we'll go down to the streets. I don't know if you heard, but in Paris at the moment, in the Place de la République, every night people gather, what they call la nuit debout, we're staying up tonight, and talk politically, where are we going? But no one knows the answer. And all the political specialists have said, everyone is answering questions, no one's got the answers. I actually have a girl from my church who's quite politically aware, who goes there and witnesses every night. It's great. So there are a lot of questions being asked, and the expression which is sometimes I sometimes use, back in the 1960s or 70s, the unions used to say, united to change things. But now it's more united to stop anything from changing, and to stop all the privileges being whittled away, and to stop the government changing retirement age and so on. A lot of despair. That's the situation. But That could be pretty similar in other parts of Europe, I think. Secondly, there's the growing acceptance of evangelicals. In 2004, a very well-known French magazine, the Nouvel Observateur, did an article on the growth of evangelicals. They call it the sect which wants to conquer the world, and it caused a lot of people to write into the editor, and there were lots of meetings, and even the Catholic Church said this is rubbish. And so there is now in the media a growing acceptance that this was unknown, but to be unknown doesn't necessarily mean you're a cult. And there are various ways we can measure this. I recently organized through our Evangelism Commission a survey done by a secular survey company on attitudes to evangelism, and we found that 74% of the population had heard of evangelical churches. And it might not seem a lot to you, but when I first started in the ministry, I don't reckon it'd be more than 4 or 5%. A big, big change. And one of the ways we've overcome it is that churches of all different denominations often use the same label, which is to say we are Protestant Evangelique, Evangelical Protestant. That gives us a historic link as well as a theological one. But at the same time, a lot of hard work has been done on the local level, making sure that you do things like cleaning up your city with your young people's group. As a pastor, I joke about this thing. I try to go every time the mayor invites me and make the sacrifice of having the aperitif and so on, and drinking at the inauguration of the new school or whatever. Be present. Show your presence in the community. And a lot of hard work has been done on that. To be seen and to be visible. And the third reason, which I think has helped a lot, is the growing spiritual and structural unity of evangelicals in France. In 2010, the CNEF, which is the National Council of French Evangelicals, was officially set up. Started about 10 years before, very unofficially. 75% of evangelicals belong to it. And in fact, it's probably higher than 75% in the sense that those who don't tend to be either movements like Closed Brethren or churches coming from the immigration who aren't really organized very well. So the main denominations are all part of the CNEF. And it came out of a very spiritual origin. Some people met together fairly informally to repent of the fact that French evangelicals were very disunited. And two particular groups met, a group of conservative evangelicals in the Assemblies of God, repented and said, we can't go on like that. And the following year invited all the other denominations to come and hear what they'd done. And they all said, right, we've got to set up something nationally. Each person, each group keeps its own identity. But we can now speak to the media, we can speak to the politicians with one voice, an authorised voice, saying this is what we believe as evangelicals. And the slogan that we have adopted is une pour 10 000, which means one for 10,000. That means our objective is one evangelical in church for 10,000 inhabitants. So if you're in a city of 150,000, we want at least 15 evangelical churches. We're not there yet, we've got a long way to go, but this is a common objective shared by every major denomination in France, and I think that has been very positive and a motor in helping us to continue this church growth in France. My time's up, and I've finished.